Welcome to the May meeting of the Champaign County Mental Health Board. I'm calling the meeting to order. Stephanie, may we have the roll call, please?
Astrid Berkson, Island Danaby, Bill Gleason, Ernie Golarud, Dolores Henry, Mike McClellan, Tom Moore, Julian Rappaport, Deborah Townsend.
Here. I'll just mention that I'm here tonight because Dr. Henry is not. So as vice president, I get to do it again. So here we go. Is there any citizen input at this point? This is the time. Patsy.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Patsy Petrie. I am a county board member.
Could you speak up a little bit, please?
You can't hear well enough?
That's
okay. And also a resident of Champaign. If I've read your packet of materials correctly, I am very enthused to see the resolution that is listed under old business. That is wonderful progress, and I hope that the board will approve that resolution this afternoon. I cannot tell, though, from reading the packet of materials, how integrated the philosophy of that resolution is into the various agency budget allocations that I also see in the packet. And I would hope that that would be happening as we speak, and if not as we speak, very soon after we speak. So I do encourage that. I mentioned the last time I was here the concept of participatory budgeting, and I think we really need to move toward that so that there's more interaction and less siloing between all of the agencies so that we can shift the monies to support the various things we have to do here in the community. Thank you.
Thank you, Patsy. Is there any more citizen input? Anybody? All right, seeing none, we'll move along. Peter, could you give us information from the DD board, please?
Yes, the Developmental Disabilities Board allocated this morning $3,012,000 for services for developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities in our community. We had a lot of good discussion. That's about all I have to say about it. Just for those who don't know this, there is an intergovernmental agreement between the two boards, and this board also provides $570,000 in funding for developmental disabilities, and that those are included in the decision memo.
Thank you very much. I hope the board members have had a chance to read the minutes of our last meeting, and I'd welcome a motion to approve them. Thank you, Eileen. Tom, thank you. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The minutes of the last meeting are approved. I would like to make a comment, and that is I would like to thank our staff for the very, very hard and effective work that they have been doing this spring. Can you hear me? To get this material ready for us tonight. It's a skinny booklet, but it represents a great deal of thought and work. And I do really, I think on behalf of the board, want to express our appreciation to you.
Mm-hmm.
Peter.
I have just a couple of things I wanted to mention. I think in the information that we had provided, made available to the board and also to the public, I wanted to call your attention to House Bill 2591, which is a employment bill for people with disabilities. And it essentially states that the policy for the state of Illinois will be to support competitive employment activities for people with disabilities. And this kind of comes on the heels of things that we've talked about the last couple of meetings that are taking shape in Oregon, one of which was that the there is a lawsuit pertaining to sheltered workshops and what they would describe as non-competitive employment, as well as an executive order from the governor of Oregon, which deals with this, with the same issue, and is essentially freezing the levels of sheltered workshops and ordering the state departments to move forward with competitive employment programs and basically move in that direction. So what Phyllis, what has been kind of tied to concepts like person-centered planning and philosophical change, I would describe in what's happening with ID and DD services, is now part of law. And so we will be seeing changes in this state as well as, and depending on what happens in Oregon, we could see even more sweeping changes. But the winds of change are upon us at this point. And I think that our board needs to be positioned, both boards need to be positioned to respond to that and to support that direction. I wanted to bring to your attention also there's a flyer. We are co-sponsoring with the Illinois Association of Micro Boards. I haven't got that right. I haven't got it in front of me. Does anybody have it? Vicki, I'm sorry. The Illinois Association of Micro Boards and Cooperatives. Thank you. I had it in front of me this morning, so I didn't make that mistake. But on September 10th through 12th, and the location will be at Community Elements, and we really thank them for providing us with free space, and they have a wonderful meeting room that's just perfect for this training, and they're basically giving us 3 days. But there is a, it's called the PATH training, and it's a person-centered training plan, and this is really the direction that our board, as a matter of fact, this morning at the Developmental Disabilities Board meeting, Michael Smith, the president of the board, said we really need to be thinking about how our money supports individuals rather than programs and organizations. And, that's really what this is about. Person-centered planning is tied to that. And so I would encourage you to take a look at the flyer and contact Vicki to sign up for the person-centered planning training. Also, I want to announce on September 18th, and we don't have a location for this, but we are going to have a public hearing on intellectual disabilities and developmental disabilities issues, where I have an attorney from Equip for Equality who's going to be down to kind of do a keynote to sort of set the table for the discussion. We're going to invite comments from the public, as well as invite all the legislators that we can get to come. So that put that on your calendar for the September 18th. With regard to the, I'm glad that Patsy Petry mentioned the resolution. We are going to be voting on that tonight, and I want you to know that we have been working with the Champaign County Sheriff's Office and the jail. Alan is here tonight, I see, in the audience, and working very closely with providers. And the intent here is to redirect some existing contract money, which we are going to be voting on, and reconfigure how those services are organized to better serve people that are either at risk of going into the jail. Some of these are described as the frequent flyers who have multiple jail admissions. The other thing is to make sure that anybody that does get in jail is linked to appropriate mental health or substance use disorder services. So we are, Patsy, I assure you, we are working on that. We're working closely with the sheriff and with our providers to plan a system where we will definitely do a better job. That's it for me.
Thank you very much, Peter. Are there any staff reports this afternoon?
I would just follow Peter's comments with I attended the presentation by Dr. Kalmanoff of his draft to the county board, and actually attended that with Dr. Rappaport. He was also present, and so we've been looking at the report, reviewing. There's the one specific section related to mental health services, although mental health is mentioned in several other parts of the report. But and I think I also did, as you're all aware, distribute that the report to you. So we are looking at that report, and we'll take a hard look at the final document that he issues, as well as the work of the Community Justice Task Force. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to mention that. As far as other activity beyond just working on the recommendations and preparing to issue contracts following tonight's action, I've also begun to do some site visits. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mark.
Tracy,
no. He says no.
Okay.
Well, thank you. I guess this is your report. Board-to-board reports. Are there any? Been going to meetings and stuff and keeping track of the agencies. Julian. Yeah.
So I attended the Access meeting, a lively meeting, actually, with more than 20-some people there. From all different sectors of the community. And Mr. Parsons went through, among the other things, Mr. Parsons went through the budget in great detail and making it, actually, I was amazed at how accessible it is to just everybody, which seemed unusual to me. So it was really, it struck me as, whoa, this is great. It's an actual community participants understanding where the money is being spent and what it's for. So I was quite impressed with that. And they also have an active agenda of things they're doing, and many of them now probably have happened since that meeting that were planned. So anyway, it was good. So it was great for me to see it, very educational for a board member.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there other board-to-board reports? Michael.
Not exactly board to board, but I attended the luncheon that was hosted by Tracy, and it was very interesting. And I bit my tongue that day, but I can't do it anymore. It had nothing to do with Tracy. But we were there with a lot of community involvement and awareness, celebrating Youth Mental Health Week on the day that Champaign County pulled the plug on mental health care. And I, while it didn't come as a great surprise to me, considering all the trouble, the difficulty, the time, two different efforts to get it established, it was nevertheless quite disappointing. And the only light part of it I can find is it's just a shame that they didn't make Brian McPeters the mental health court judge.
Yep.
Because he has the knowledge and empathy. I won't say anything about the most recent and one and only mental health court judge.
You've just said it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm going to go get my glasses. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Any others? Well, I'd like to report that for the Children's Advocacy Center, I've been participating in the second round of interviews for candidates for the executive director's position. We've interviewed three people, and they're all excellent. We can't lose, and we believe we'll make a decision tomorrow morning, probably. Yeah, and probably have the person not in place exactly, but in place. This week. That's good news. Mm-hmm. Okay. Agency information. Seeing none, we'll move ahead. The claims report. Welcome. I entertain a motion to accept the claims report as presented. Thank you, Eileen. Will somebody second that, please? Julian, thank you. Any discussion? Questions? All in favor of accepting this report? Please say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Thank you very much. Nancy, thank you for your hard work on it. Okay, new business. Okay, this is the time when we vote on the allocation recommendations. And I'd like to proceed in the following way if it's agreeable to everybody on the board. I'd suggest that we do it tier by tier. I'll ask for a motion to approve the funding as recommended. Getting a motion, I'll ask for a second. Discussion will be amongst the board members, and then we'll vote. Does that sound okay? And we'll do it tier by tier. Any problems with that? Okay. Well, let's go then. Tier one. May I please have a motion to approve CCMHB funding as recommended for Tier 1 and presented in the memorandum we all received. May I have a motion? Bill? Okay. Bill, and a second. Julian? Thank you. Okay. Is there any discussion among board members on this tier? Any questions? Any issues? Julian.
I thought it might be useful if the staff might want to comment on these high priority items. Which of these speak to the issue that Ms. Petrie raised? Mm-hmm. Since it would be informative to everybody to know kind of how we're beginning to implement that direction.
Sure. Actually, the first one on the list is Community Elements, the Parenting with Love and Limits program, which is, of course, our juvenile justice program. And this particular contract has been a high priority for a number of years. And as you know, we have good research that we're going to be presenting come October. The next one down, the community, let's just go through the community elements. The Criminal Justice and Problem Solving Courts is $154,000, and that essentially pays for several positions that actually work directly in the jail and also support the problem solving courts. What we're in the process, this is one of the contracts that we're in the process of working with community elements and also the sheriff and the jail to talk about how this will be structured, how much time these people will be essentially at the jail setting, what the protocol will be to make sure that anybody who comes into the jail is linked to services, and also then support providing some services to people that are involved in the problem-solving court, which will now be mostly the substance use disorder court. So this is a major component of the planning process that will be involved in the jail services, the criminal justice interface. The next one down is the crisis access benefits and engagement. By the way, all of these have gotten fairly significant bumps. The programs that we have given increases to, they all fall in the area of the court, services, the things related to the interface between mental health and criminal justice. And this program, of course, is the crisis, includes the crisis response. It includes the access program, which is their way of triaging and putting people into different services within their organization. The benefits, which is going to be a huge thing. You know, when people go to jail, they lose their benefits. We think now that we almost need to have someone at the jail to make sure that everybody that is, you know, that has gotten in jail gets signed up for Medicaid or whatever services, whatever benefits that they're entitled to. And this will be especially important in 2014 because with Medicaid expansion, many of the people, you know, there'll be, I think, additional people that'll be coming through the jail that would be eligible for Medicaid. And Medicaid, of course, is going to be the primary funder for services for people with serious mental illness. So this is an important program. And again, this is one of the ones that we're talking about. How does this fit with, how do we reconfigure this to make sure that it's effective with the jail and also the people that we deflect from the jail? The next one down is not, this is the early childhood program. I believe this is, this program is a, is co-funded with ounce of prevention money. And our money is actually the $114,500 is the match that's required, by the, state to get the other services they have for early, early childhood mental health and development. The integrated behavioral health, services program, also with Community Elements, is one that we're looking at reconfiguring and also including in the discussion about the services to people with criminal justice and mental health interface. It is a program that has to, that includes interns, and we're not sure how that's going to fit. We're waiting for a response. We actually had a meeting this last Wednesday talking about this, and I know Sheila and her staff are working on how these all these different pieces fit together so that we can, you know, when Patsy Petrie or other people from the county board ask a question about what are we doing, we can answer with clarity what we're doing. The psychiatric and primary care services, that also gets, that basically is the access to, it supports psychiatric services, people actually seeing psychiatrists and we're looking at how that fits too. The Time Center, we are giving them a considerable bump because this is also an area where many of the people that are the high flyers, there's that the homeless group, and we're looking at how by giving them a bump we can think about the, using Time Center more effectively. There are some people that are banned from Time Center. We were talking about, well, what do you do about those people that are banned? How do we address the needs of those people? This is still under discussion at this point. And I would invite any board members that want to be part of that conversation to join us. This will be an ongoing part of our contract negotiation. That's it for those particular programs. The other ones that are listed here, let's just go down, skip down. Crisis Nursery, Beyond Blue is a perinatal depression program for mothers that are suffering from perinatal depression that have young children. It's a program we funded for a while. The Family Service Counseling is another I would say, generic counseling program that makes itself available to people that are involved in the mental health court or the substance use court. Not exclusively, but that's part of it. Drug court, of course, I think, you know, the more effective drug court is, that keeps people out of jail, too. So this would be a, kind of one of the deflection or prevention options, I guess. And we are funding the full amount requested or recommending that you recommend that. We also have Prairie Center Mental Health Court. And since there isn't a mental health court, we're talking to Prairie Center about how to redirect that $10,000 to support people that are involved in the criminal justice system. Then we have the Parenting with Love and Limits, which is the this is the extended care part. There are two Parenting with Love and Limits. One is the one at Community Elements, and that's for front-end kids, and this is for the kids that are more deeply involved with the criminal justice system. And actually, when you think about it, this also could, you know, since many of the kids they work with are older teenagers, you know, if we can get those kids on the right track and actually have some impact with those kids, that could have a positive impact on reduction in the number of jail involvement and people that are involved in the adult system. We have a youth services program, and this is one that's kind of tied with Prairie Center. It's a substance use program. It's part of our access initiative, works with access initiative as a priority area. And then, of course, our Promise Healthcare, the mental health services at Francis Nelson. We've supported the psychiatric services and the counseling services that are available there, and that's $148,774. So that basically, that's kind of a description of Tier 1, and we'd be happy to answer any questions if you have any at this point. Some of them, I can't answer all of them at this point. I would also add, you know, Julian, you've mentioned from time to time the importance of us not taking that this is not just our problem, that it's the county's problem, that there are other funders that should be involved in this. And we continue to talk to our partners in county government and also the other governmental agencies in Champaign County. I think that for our purposes, we felt like we just needed to make sure that we had our house in order and did what we, you know, so this is what we have on the table, and is more needed? Yes. Can we benefit from other partners putting money on the table? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, thank you very much. Tom?
Peter, I wonder, you've passed out this kind of chart that we have.
Yes.
Everything else. I wonder if it's possible for you to maybe explain that. And can you give us a sense of how many programs actually were submitted? How many did we actually fund? How much money was asked for? How much money do we have? And how much money are we going to be distributing if we do all of these things?
Okay.
Can you do that, please?
Yeah, I think we can give you some of that.
Okay.
The total amount of money that that we're recommending, of course, we're not spending it yet because you haven't approved it.
Sure.
But do you have that? You have a
Peter.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, the total amount we're recommending is $3,440,000.
3.4.
And then we had an additional $525,000. That was requested that we are not able.
That we're not funded.
Yeah, that's not to say that there was not value in those proposals. Actually, some of them were seriously considered throughout our staff deliberations, and when we ran out of money, I guess. I don't know.
So, Mark, the total requested is 3.4 plus the 500,000.
Right.
Yes.
That's the total request.
Yes.
So it's almost $4 million
yes.
that was requested.
Yes.
And how much do we have?
We're I think, pushing the envelope. I don't know if that's...
3.4 million.
I should really actually defer to Peter on that.
We're at the top of what we have.
Right. Matter of fact, I had a conversation today with Nancy Crawford, who tracks our money and helps me with the cash flow projections and everything else. And I said, Nancy, is there any way that we can do any more? And she says, well, we can, but it will, you know, it will be potentially detrimental to our financial situation. So it's kind of hard to go against that advice. We think that what we're proposing, and as Mark said, there were some excellent proposals that are not being, that we would have liked to have funded. I think that to some degree, the need to make sure that we took care of the criminal justice mental health interface put us in a position where we really didn't have a lot of flexibility, or at least from the staff perspective, we didn't feel that we had flexibility. If you look at the increases that are being proposed to support criminal justice, mental health, it's roughly $100,000 in new money, not counting the reconfigured program contracts that we're talking about doing. So theoretically, you could, if the board decided, you could, that $100,000 could be used for something else, but then you're taking it away from the criminal justice.
Do you know how many programs we actually got requests for, the total number?
I think it was over 30.
Over 30?
Yeah.
Any other questions or comments or discussion? Are you ready to vote on Tier 1? Okay.
Call for the question.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion?
We have to have a roll call.
Excuse me?
Have to make roll call.
I always have to be reminded of that. Thank you. We need a roll call. Stephanie, please.
Island Danaby?
Yes.
Bill Gleason?
Yes.
Ernie Gullerud?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes. Thank you. I'll ask for a motion to approve Tier 2, the Access Initiative Local Matching Funds. May I have a motion? Thank you, Michael. And Eileen has seconded it. Discussion. Peter, do you want to say anything about here, or do we want?
Well, I would like to offer Tracy Parsons the opportunity if he wants to comment on these, if people have questions.
Well, I'll certainly respond to any questions that we have. As part of and in condition of our receiving the federal award, we're required to provide local match. And what you have before you are the programs that are directly aligned with the Access Initiative. So the best interest of children, three programs here, are directly aligned with our work. So the community home is the foundation that we do our services from. So we have an office space at Community Elements in the lower level. We have a staff of about 25 that is serving directly the youth and families that we're working with. And the community home is the foundational grant that supports that. So it pays for the rent, pays for the supports and services to support the staff in their work. As you all know, parent and youth involvement and engagement is a critical part of our work. This contract here with Best Interests of Children supports that work. So we are directly working with families. We are working to develop a family-led organization, which is called P3, and we are doing the same with youth. So we have the youth that we work directly with, that we provide supports for, as well as we have a youth-led organization called Youth Move. And the RapFlex funds are really the non-traditional supports that families and youth need to work through the services and supports that they are going through. So we may provide transportation services, but we also might buy a youth a pair of shoes. We might buy them clothes if they have something that they need. So we really, it's the flexible funds really are support for the youth and families. The Don Moyers Boys and Girls Club has the intake contract, and this is directly where we go out and recruit and solicit the youth and families. So our intake specialist works directly with the organizations as well as out in the other provider organizations to do the intake and referral. Universal screening is something you'll see that we're doing in Mahomet, Rantoul, and in Urbana. This is a screening tool that we are using to do early indication. So youth that are in these programs, in these organizations, are screened for early indications of mental health issues or other types of issues that we might want to address. Men of Wisdom is Talks Mentoring. This is a male-specific mentoring program that we have this contract with Talks. Psychological Services Center has two contracts. Girls Advocacy is a female-based advocacy, mentoring, communication support program with Psychological Services Center. And we do a lot of that work directly in the Youth Detention Center. The Restorative Circles program is just that. It's a restorative model where we bring in the person committing the offense as well as the person offended, and we bring them together to offer restorative options and do an educational process through that initiative. So those are the directly funded through the Mental Health Board matching programs as part of our supports.
Thank you. Are there any questions? All right, we'll move along then. May we have a roll call for a vote, please?
Bill Gleason?
Yes.
Ernie Gullerud?
Here.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes.
Island Danavy?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion is approved. Tier 3. May I have a motion, please, to approve funding as recommended for Tier 3? Thank you, Island. Is there a second? Thank you, Mike. Whichever. You guys decide.
Whatever the secretary says.
Okay. Is there discussion? Well, first, I better ask Peter if there are things he'd like to say or like to have someone say.
Well, the only thing I want to say is that, you know, we identify these as moderate priority, and that's how they align with our criteria. I hope everybody realizes that these are all important programs in the community, and they do great jobs. But in terms of our alignment, it's, you know, they don't quite match up as well as others. I would like to point out that the two first call for help programs, the first one on the list there where it says Community Service Center of Northern Champaign County, we have reduced that in anticipation of the 211 system that's going to come online, we think, in July. And then the second one that's being reduced is the Family Service of Champaign County, first call for help, and that is also seeing a reduction. And that's why those are lower numbers than they have been in the past. I don't know if anybody has any questions about any of the other programs, I would be happy to answer them.
Mark, you have a comment?
Not specifically in relation to what Peter just pointed out, but I also wanted to make the observation about two of the programs in Tier 3 and one in Tier 4. They are the Center for Women in Transition, A Woman's Place, RACES, and then the Champaign County Children's Advocacy Center are all also criminal justice-related programs in that they work with victims of, crime, as opposed to the discussion related to the criminal justice and work to reduce recidivism in the offenders.
Okay, thank you. Question? Tom.
So is that total that we're now voting on is $416,000?
I have to check. You're looking at this other one?
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing. Okay.
Is that correct?
It is, if you follow the column down, there's actually two totals. There's the 416, 841.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the additional $27,600.
Right.
So those two represent the total in Tier 3.
So that's what we're voting on right now.
Yes.
Okay. Any other comments or questions or discussion? Seeing none, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Ernie Villarude?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes.
Ilan Danovy?
Yes.
Bill Gleason?
Yes.
That's okay.
Thank you. The motion has passed, and Tier 4 is approved.
Tier 3.
Well, I meant Tier 3. I'm glad you – I just wanted to see if you're awake. Now moving to Tier 4. Here we go.
Yes, I have a motion for Tier 4. I move that the following applications be addressed separately. One, the CC Regional Planning Commission, the Court Division Services, for a total of $164,500. That's in the quarter cent allocation. And two, DSC Family Development Center, $520,852.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Ilan. Would you speak to that? Would somebody speak to it, please?
Well, I think that we should just go ahead with the rest of Tier 4 and then come back to these as well.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Rather than, okay.
That would leave, if you take those out, the Children's Advocacy of Champaign County, Champaign County Children's Advocacy, the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, Court Diversion Service Mental Health Board, that's the $26,000. The Head Start is $41,029. So we'd be voting on those.
Well, I think we need to agree to deal with the two separately that Ernie suggested. So
I would like to move that. The Regional Planning Commission's Court Diversion Services. I don't know what Ernie's looking at, but it just triggered another thought in my mind, and I would like to discuss some more just what diversion services are these days, because they've eliminated the long-standing adult diversion program, of which I'm the founding father.
Can this be a friendly amendment?
We can add that.
Can you add? Are you willing to add it, Ernie?
Sure.
And Tom, you seconded Ernie's.
I
Ilan, I mean.
Yes.
Are you willing to?
Yes.
Okay, we'll add it.
Mm-hmm. So which ones are
we? Well, you take with the ones we take out, the ones that are left are the Champaign County Children's Advocacy Center, the Head Start, just those two.
Just those two.
Mm-hmm.
Just those two.
Are we going to have a discussion about this? Want to vote before discussion?
Yeah.
You mean?
Oh, I see. Okay.
We have a motion on the table to pull these three programs.
That's right.
So is that who the discussion you want to have, Tom?
Yeah, I just want to, why are we taking them out? That's all. Why are we going to
pull them out? If I might, it seems to me that it would be better to deal with these individual issues, whether we get to them or not, in case that would impact funding available to the other issues. So I would ask that we address the motion, and depending on the outcome, the individual items removed before we address the others.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so we need to approve or disapprove the motion to address these separately. It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? We do not need a roll call on this. All in favor, please. Say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Thank you. The ayes have it. We will deal with these three items separately. So, yes, Ernie.
Yes. And part of this is redirecting some of the funds, is my understanding. But at any rate, the first motion said, I move that we deny funding for the CC Regional Planning Court Division Services and authorize funding for the CC Regional Planning Commission Juvenile Assessment Center application currently listed in Tier 5 in amount of $266,612 from quarter cent. And I understand this is a result of a meeting this morning.
Yeah, there was agreement from the quarter cent administration team to move ahead with the Juvenile Assessment Center. And so basically, they submitted two applications. The court diversion applications are the base for the Juvenile Assessment Center. So since the Juvenile Assessment Center has now been approved, the original application for court diversion is not necessary anymore because it's included in the larger application. Does that make sense?
It's somewhere else. It's going to be done, but it's going to be done in a different way.
Basically, Ernie's motion is that we fund what was listed in Tier 5, $266,612. And that was because, you know, we didn't know that this was approved by the administration team until today.
Okay. Would it be useful just...
Does that mean, is the motion that we move this money to Tier 5 or that we... I'm hearing two things. It's already taken care of.
Right.
But we're going to eliminate this funding, and I thought the motion was to move it. So can you clarify that for me?
The motion is to eliminate the application that has to do the $164,000 application and approve the $266,000 application.
So we're not actually, I still don't know. Are we actually moving?
The effect, I think, is, could we understand that the effect is to move it to Tier 4? Because that's really what we're doing.
It's not moving it because it's already here, right? It's in Tier 5.
It's in Tier 5.
So now we're just taking it out completely out of Tier 4.
No, we're taking it out. We're moving it to Tier 4.
We're moving it to Tier 4.
We're recommending approval of that.
So why won't that be $400,000 instead of $266,000?
Because the application for $266,000 includes essentially includes everything that the $164,000 purchases. It's like think of it as an incremental program. The $164,000 is the base. And they didn't, you know, with the $266,000, they will do what they had in the $164,000, plus they will implement the assessment center.
Then I don't get the moving part. That's what I don't get. Why aren't we just cutting it out? Because we have the $266,000 that we're already going to be, if recommended, will already be funded. And then shaking your head, no.
But Tier 5 is denying the program.
Yeah, if they're in Tier 5, those are the ones we're not.
We're not going to fund anything in Tier 5.
Would we be moving the $164,000 to Tier 5 then?
Yes.
And moving the $264,000.
Yes. That's the effect of what we're
switching.
So is it simple?
We're switching.
Is there a motion on the floor at the moment?
Yes.
Yes.
What's the motion?
Thanks.
Ernie's motion.
Thank you.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Okay. Move that we deny funding for the CC Regional Planning Court Division Services and authorize funding for the CC Regional Planning Commission Juvenile Assessment Center application currently listed in Tier 5 in the amount of $266,612 in the quarter.
If we approve this motion, then we can. It's just a tech. Just simple moving it around. We don't have to vote to move it from one place to another.
Can we use the word switch in the motion somewhere? Can we just put switch in the motion somewhere?
Well, we could do switch.
I'm not exactly sure how to do this in parliamentary procedure, but it's either an amendment or a substitute. I'm not sure which it is, but it seems to me really simple if we just used to say that we would That is the motion would be to move the Regional Planning Commission Court Diversion Services to Tier 5 and simultaneously move the Regional Planning Commission Juvenile Assessment Quarter Cent to Tier 4.
That's right.
That's so exactly that's what we're doing.
That handles the way it's laid out right now, and it's simple reversal. It's just not that complicated. Is that acceptable?
Yes. Can we just agree that that is now the motion?
If I may.
Why are we doing this?
Well, then we can discuss it.
I mean, we rely on Lynn and Mark and Peter to come up with this, and now all of a sudden we're going to just a motion switch it.
Well, I can explain. I mean, it's because this is quarter cent money, and we have an agreement that that's the county sales tax money. And we manage that, and we have a committee that we work with that essentially makes recommendations to us on how this is to be used. They didn't make the recommendation to move ahead with the assessment center until today. So at the time when we wrote the decision memo, we were in a position where the only thing we were recommending was that we would approve the court diversion service program. Okay.
So the one that's in five now is automatically in order four anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, not unless you guys move it. That's why we're asking.
That's why we have to move it to full. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
It, you know.
So it has something to do with developmental programs and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't available in earlier time.
Right.
It's now available. They made two proposals to cover themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
And one has everything in it that they wanted. The other has a smaller thing. Right. So we're cutting out the smaller thing and substituting the larger thing.
Yeah.
That's not complicated.
Yeah, now, Mark and Michael.
Okay, Michael.
I have no problem with the switching or, you know, moving from five to four. But my question is, in light with this and the other diversion, it's like the light just came on for me as they just approved this other measure today. What diversion services are we funding? As I said, the longstanding traditional diversion program, which at one time was freestanding and then was subsumed by the state's attorney's office, but still used citizen input, had the panels, was really outside the court system. All of that is gone now. At least two positions were eliminated, if not more. Mm-hmm. What are we diverting at this point?
This is the juvenile. This is relates to juveniles only.
Strictly.
No adults at all. This is essentially sort of the front door for the juvenile justice system. It basically takes care of status, station adjustment situations when kids are picked up. This is where the peer court program is part of. They refer to PLL. They essentially do kind of triage and screen. It's the program that has been set up by the quarter cent administration team to manage the juvenile justice population.
Does that help?
It's not the adult program.
I've just been here too long. So the adult diversion program was created to offer benefits to primarily first offender adults to give them the same benefits and opportunities that juveniles have. Now we've eliminated that altogether. They are required to get to where what we would think of as diversion, they have to plead guilty to an offense. That is not what was done before. And it can be an offense that stays on your record. That is not, and then we get into the whole what's on your record. We tell kids all the time, people tell kids all the time, your juvenile record doesn't stay with you. That is baloney. The only place it can't be used is in a trial. Anything else, they can access this. The military can access it. So the idea was to somebody who waited to screw up until they were 19 instead of doing it when they were 16 would have the same opportunities that a juvenile offender. Now we're saying we got to have a diversion program before we get into the juvenile justice system. And, of course, part of that could be because the application and definitions in the juvenile justice system have changed so much. Now you can put any number of juveniles into the adult courts. So I just kind of think the whole thing is a little sketchy. Is that what they say? But if it's for the juveniles, I don't have any real objection to it.
Okay. So you're okay with this now. Thank you. Mark?
Mike, the only clarification I would make here is that this diversion program are for station-adjusted youth. They're folks who have had contact with law enforcement. They are not being brought before a judge. That's the only distinction.
To keep kids
out. We've had this discussion before. When I started, station adjustment was never documented. It just happened in the app.
Just happened. Okay. Well, where I think we are is that we have a suggestion for really a substitute motion. Would you accept that, Ernie?
Sure.
And Eileen?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you state your substitute motion for the record here?
That we take the Regional Planning Commission diversion services, court diversion services, quarter cent program, and move it to Tier 5, and instead move from Tier 5 to Tier 4, the Regional Planning Commission Juvenile Assessment Center, quarter cent.
Now, since when I brought up the issue of the mental health ward part of it, that was not a separate motion. It was subsumed into to the first motion, so we also will be addressing that. And if it weren't for the fact that it was an amendment, I'd withdraw. But it's Ernie's baby now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Is that all right then?
Yep, that's good.
And that's okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Any other discussion or questions or issues or whatever? Are we ready to vote?
What happens to Mike's suggestion?
Now we've got a split.
What happened to Mike's suggestion?
The one we're eliminating, the other we're approving.
But
we should be approving, as I understand.
We haven't gotten to those.
But we have your suggestion, too. You're right, Tom, we haven't dealt with that.
That was adopted as an amendment to Ernie's motion.
And it was okay. But we need to include it somehow because Julian didn't. Stated.
Oh, I forgot. Then
we're dealing.
Julian made an amendment.
Julian made a substitute motion.
Is that what we're calling it?
It's a little bit easier
so
if we do it that way.
So the motion currently before the board does not include the Planning Commission Court Diversion Services CCMHB.
And it needs to.
Well, we could have a separate motion for that just as easily.
Do that separately.
We won't forget you. That's okay.
No, because if we have a separate, if we're going to ask for a separate motion, I'm not going to make it.
Wait, you're not?
I think we are. Isn't it our intent to approve the mental health board portion of this? It initially was not listed as one that we would take up separately.
But the $266,000 in Tier 5 is actually a blended proposal that includes both the $26,000 of mental health board money as well as quarter cent dollars. So,
and we're perhaps about to move.
So the $266,000 includes $26,000 for mental health board as well as quarter cent, the balance being quarter cent dollars.
So it is included?
Yes.
So it is included.
So we do have to take it out.
So we do have to.
Yes.
It's going to take a separate motion to do
take
that.
Take it out.
We have to make the switch.
We're switching them.
That has to be included in the switch, the 26,000.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, I think at this point it would be a freestanding motion, and with Mark's clarification, I will make the motion when the time comes.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Are we ready to vote on Julian's substitute motion?
Why not?
Why not, he says. Okay. We don't need a roll call for this, do we?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we do. Sorry. Stephanie?
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes.
Island Danaby?
Yes.
Bill Gleason?
Yes.
Bernie Gillaroo?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion is approved.
Not through yet.
No,
I won't forget you.
Oh, do we need, if I should take our mics?
I think we should, if you don't mind.
Before Mike makes it, can you tell me what's now included in Tier 4?
Yes.
Okay, well, we just moved the 266,612 to Tier 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then everything else that's currently there is still in Tier. I'm sorry.
No, we removed.
We removed the 64,500.
The 164,500.
It's
no longer there. Yes.
Right.
Out.
Okay.
Everything else is the same.
Sorry.
Everything else is the same.
Everything else is the same.
Okay. Yeah. It's been denied. Okay. Everybody clear on what we've just done?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to just call on you, Mike, for whatever you'd like to do.
Thank you. I would move to. No, that's it's not the same thing now.
I'll move to deny
the CC Regional Planning Commission Court Diversion Services CCMHB funding.
So we're moving that to Tier 5.
Because it's going to go into this that we've already moved to Tier 4, I think we just eliminate it and. Okay. Maybe you're right.
You're moving it to Tier 5. It's got to
Find it. But the one we already moved to Tier 4 actually includes that money already. So I've made my motion. Dr. Rappaport can make his submission if he wishes.
Have you made a motion?
I made a motion to eliminate the $26,000 grant from Tier 4.
Is there a second?
Second.
Island seconds it. Is there discussion? Would you like to speak to it again, or Tom?
No, I want to hear what Mike gets to say.
Mike gets to speak.
I guess nothing. I think probably it's going to take an additional motion, but anyway, at least this way we get it out of Tier 4. How we get it into Tier 5, I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's
what it seems like. It's not the same as what we just did.
That's right.
It's not.
So we still have it. It's just hanging nowhere right now. What we really want to, if we're making the switch, then it has to be not just eliminated, but it has to be put into Tier 5.
Right.
Okay.
Right? Is that right?
I think so.
It has to go, somehow it has to go to 5.
Yes.
Or else we won't be doing the same thing with both programs.
That's true. Is that not true, Mike?
We don't know.
Uh-oh. He doesn't think so.
We've already moved the $266,000 into Tier 4.
Yes.
But we only eliminated $164,500.
That's right.
How can we move it twice? Because we got to get the other $26,000 in there somehow. And I don't think we can do it just by. We've already moved the one that we're putting it into.
If you want to make the numbers come out, you've got to put
it. Me? No, it never works for me.
You've got to put it in Tier 5.
We're
being told it's included in that thing. It doesn't really show up on there that it's included. The numbers are separate. I mean, it's like debits and credits. So you got to balance out.
Well, I had anticipated something similar from Dr. Rappaport, but I would certainly welcome an amendment to my motion to, rather than to eliminate it, to move it to Tier 5.
I think Nancy wants to make a comment here.
Okay, I'm just going to complicate it a little bit more, okay?
Oh, no, no.
Actually, $240,612 is quarter cent money.
Mm-hmm. All right.
$26,000 is mental health board money. So actually what you've got to do in quarter cent is what's going to go into Tier 4 is the $246,612. And the mental health money is going to stay in Tier 4 up where it's originally shown because it's two different sources of money. It's two different funds.
Okay.
So, like I said, one more complication.
Yes, thank you.
I move to withdraw my motion, which is where I started out on this second round. So we just leave it there, and we approve it, it then combines with the other. It's just different.
Thank
different
you.
Funding sources.
Thank you. I think that helps. And Island, you?
That's fine.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, yes, Julian.
Fine. But it now seems to me, although it's you, what you just said actually clarifies it to me. So well, when we moved the 266 number to Tier 4, we were moving an incorrect number.
Right.
So we now have to, either by some mechanism, say, we can either say, well, let's, I assume we can make a change in
it hasn't
what's,
been approved yet,
right.
So we should we so we make the amendment then and approve 240. So.
That's, we should now offer an amendment to the moved money that it be listed as the correct, as the figure that we were just given,
well,
the 240.
We haven't approved the figure yet. We just approved the moving. And so when
right,
we vote
right.
on that, we could then adjust the number.
Oh, well, I don't care how we do it, but we need to change the number before we decide if we're going to approve it or not.
Okay. Is it agreed that we'll change the number after we approve it?
After we approve it?
No.
Well, you can't really do that, but
no.
I think
what's the correct number, Nancy?
No.
There's a sense of the body that would happen.
Nancy, say it again. The number
what?
The number we just moved is what? 266,612.
But it should be 240,612.
240,612. Because that takes care of the 26,000.
The 26, yeah.
Yeah.
So we should have only moved 26,000.
No.
I mean, 240.
Minus.
Why can't we do this? Why can't we just take the 26 and move it down into Tier 5? It's too. This is not from the same pot of money.
No.
Even
if we
though the numbers come out the same.
If we move the 240 to Tier 4, we need to approve the 26 because that's part of the agreement.
You're still going to have a 26 in Tier 5 in quarter. Because you're only approving the 240 out of the
266. Yeah, it doesn't get any better. Got it. So you're going to have the 240 in Tier 4, the 26 in Tier 5, then you're going to have the 26 for the Tier 4 in the mental health next section. The original application came in as $266,612, but in that application was a separation of funding from two different sources. You had the $246,612 in quarter cent dollars and $26,000 in mental health board dollars. That's why it's listed the way as 266 because that's how the application came in.
To simplify, we just need to approve 240, 612 in Tier 4, and also the 26,000, which is already there. Just leave it alone.
Just leave it.
Yes.
In tier, it's in tier.
And the number in tier five is an error, and we're not going to fund it anyway, so why change it?
Can we turn the clock back about 15 minutes and act like we never had this discussion?
And then
make the motion that we know that we need to make.
Just for clarification, then, before we vote on this one, Ernie, you listed two that you wanted to hold on. What was the second one again?
Let's
make sure we're done with this.
That's what I'm saying. His motion included two. The substitute motion only addressed the one. So I don't know that that eliminates Ernie's second question, but it's not something we're voting on right now.
We're still trying to wrap up motion number one.
Substitute motion.
Substitute motion number one. That's right.
Okay. Call for the question.
All right.
I don't want to vote. I don't want to vote.
You don't think you want to vote?
Actually, I don't know how I want to vote.
Oh, okay. Well, what would help?
I want to start over.
Can't. No. Out of order.
You can't unring the bell.
That's right. We could maybe take out the last 20 minutes. Just.
The state does it all the time.
Then we get in trouble with the state because our Open Meetings Act doesn't approve removing 20 minutes. That's only in the next meeting.
Let me ask if you are ready or willing to vote.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't confused before, but
now you are.
I'm getting confused.
Oh no! Just stay the way you were.
Because I'm not now precisely sure what we are voting on. Does what we're voting on include the new number?
As
far as I know, there's no motion on the floor.
There was a motion to switch.
Yeah.
Or from tier four and tier five.
That purpose
remains the same, but we would have to address that before we approve the allocation.
But that was already voted on.
Say.
To switch it. The number was incorrect.
Did we approve Julian's substitute motion? Yes, we did.
We did. We switched the programs,
yeah,
but we moved it with an incorrect number.
That's right.
Which
that's
we now have to correct.
Yeah. So
could we just say, please,
can we just vote on correcting
it?
That number?
Sure. Let's talk
make
about
some kind
numbers.
Of motion that will
that's
do
pretty
that.
Quick. So I now make a motion that the number for the dollar amount for the Regional Planning Commission Juvenile Assessment Center be changed to $240,612.
Second.
Mike seconds. Any discussion?
And we already moved it to tier four, so I don't have to say that
it's
again.
Already there. Okay.
That's
there,
the quarter cent money.
There isn't
let's
any
stay
discussion,
on what we're on.
Is there?
Now we still have mental health money to deal with.
No, health money's already there.
Now it's
no, not in the 240.
I think we've just fixed
what we
it.
Just done was
Julian
yeah,
just fixed it
40.
With his motion, I believe.
Make up.
Adds up
to 266. Right. Also, what you're saying
okay.
is just don't worry about that.
Right.
That's, okay. Say that.
Well, the motion is to vote on the 240, right?
The motion is to vote on moving $240. $240,612 instead of the previous number. It's to correct an error here, is what it is. To approve.
It's just to put it into tier four. We've already moved that program into tier four. We switched.
We switched.
Okay, but we have the wrong number. This motion now addresses
the
correction of the dollar amount.
That's all we're doing.
To the appropriate dollar amount. That's all
yeah.
it does.
Okay.
Doesn't do anything else. Oh.
And so if we move the 240.
We've done it.
We did it?
No, we.
Yeah.
Oh,
we moved.
We moved. Okay.
Wait, here's my thought. I've been made apprised of if we move the 240, then we don't have to worry about the 26 because the 240 and the 26 will add up to 266,
that's 612.
That's correct. So we don't have to worry about Mike. and we can ask him not to come next.
He withdrew that motion to move it.
Okay.
In light of
so
this
all we
change.
Need to do is the two. Really, all we need to do is the 240.
So will somebody please do it?
You can call the question.
You did it.
Okay.
Call the question.
You're calling the question.
Now I know what I'm voting.
Okay. All who approve Julian's.
Yes, Mike seconds.
No, they're not approving the money. They're just approving changing the number.
All right, let's have a roll call just to be sure.
Sure. Tom Moore.
Yes.
Julian Rappaport.
Yes.
Deborah Townsend.
Yes.
Island Danaby.
Yes.
Bill Gleason.
Yes.
Ernie Gullerud.
Yes.
Mike McCall.
Yes.
McClellan.
Hi.
Thank you. I think we finished with Ernie's motion number one.
Well, actually, Ernie's motion number one involved the second.
That's right.
Designation, and I.
Well.
I believe it was the last one listed, but I honestly don't remember. I think all I'm asking is, Ernie, do you want to bring that up now?
You mean the 26?
I was the one who brought up the 26.
Don't. We've dealt with that now.
Yeah.
Let's leave it. Leave it.
I would like to make a suggestion. Basically, where we are now is we have Tier 4 squared away, except for the motion that was previously passed where Ernie asked that the DSC Family Development Center be held out as a first separate discussion and not be included in an overall vote. My recommendation would be for someone to make a motion to approve the adjusted to approve funding for Tier 4, vote on that, and then we'll go back to where Ernie is.
I'd like to make that motion.
Is there a second?
I can certainly second it, I think. Or can I?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure who.
Perfectly
I am
all right.
That's
perfectly
clear.
All right. Any discussion?
Yeah, why are we doing that?
Because we have to approve the. We're at a point where we're approving.
Tier 4.
But why are we taking it out the ball on it separately?
That's been a tradition. We've always had a situation. Okay. You know, we've always. When we present a whole tier, if some member wants to treat one of them separately, they can do that.
And my only question is, Ernie, why did you want to do it to begin with?
Why are we treating
this way? Let's put it this. There was a series of deliberations, which I was just brought into, and my motion is to facilitate the process. That's all.
So you don't oppose right.
I'm pretty much. It's gotten more complicated than I thought it was. So I'm now relying on, especially Nancy, to help us figure out where the money comes from, all these kinds of things. But the it's gotten more complicated. That's all I'm saying. Okay.
I would recommend that we take care of Tier 4 minus the 1 and then come back to it.
Is that a motion now? Has somebody made that motion?
Yeah, and it's been seconded.
Yeah, it's seconded.
Ernie
so
did, and
that's what's
seconded.
On the floor.
Yep.
So now we're struggling with discussion, and maybe we're done with discussion, and we could just vote. But we don't need a roll call, or do
yes.
we?
Yes,
we do. We always do. We always do. Please, Stephanie.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes.
Island Danaby?
Yes.
Bill Gleason?
Yes.
Ernie Gullerud?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Okay, now, where are we? We've just approved Tier 4 as adjusted. Okay.
I would move that we deny CCMHB and WordCamp funding for all items delineated in the reconstituted Tier 5.
Is there a second, please?
Actually, Ernie had something he wanted. Don't we need to take care of the tier four before we move to tier one?
I thought we just did.
No, we have
no, we didn't deal with the separated out.
Yeah.
There was no motion to separate anything else out.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
What was the motion, sir?
We removed the Regional Planning Commission diversion services.
That's not the one we're talking about.
We removed 164.
It's the developmental. Why is this so hard? It's not that hard.
The two Regional Planning Commission programs were removed, as well as DSC Family Development Center. So Family Development Center has not been dealt with yet.
Right.
And the substitute motion just switched the monies.
No, that was
the substitute.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with the DSC program.
There were two separate discussions going on. Right. One was to make the substitutes with respect to the Regional Planning Commission programs and get the numbers correct, given in light of the new information about funding.
Right.
Prior to that, we voted, I believe, we all already agreed that what we would do is discuss the DSC Family Development Center separately from the other items.
Exactly.
So we've now approved all the items in Tier 4 as changed, except for the DSC, which remains to be discussed.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, that's what I understand.
You want to read your...
I think we're okay.
Yeah. I'm not through yet.
There are no motions on the floor at the moment, are there?
I threw a curveball, now I'm going to throw a knuckleball, okay? I move that we authorize funding for the Developmental Services Center Family Development Services Center Family Developer Development Center application listed in Tier 4 in the amount of $500,000. And I move that we authorize funding for the Community Choices Self-Determination Support application currently listed in Tier 5 in the amount of $35,000.
So both things in one.
Yep.
This one, right?
May I have a second, please?
I'll second that.
Thank you. You would speak to it, or is it self-evident?
Well, the motion's made, right?
Yep.
So we're now discussing.
Discussion.
We are not in the discussion.
Okay.
Phase. Yes.
So.
Do you want?
You want to say something in support?
I'm just inviting Ernie to speak to it if he wants to.
I can help also.
Yeah.
Basically, this is a program that we have. The Community Choices Program is a program that this board has funded in the current year. And it was not funded this morning by the Developmental Disability Board. And so there's been discussion about including it for funding in our board. In order to do that, the DSC program is being reduced to cover that.
Okay. Well, if we're going to discuss it all, I can say that I was surprised that we weren't in the first instance supporting this Community Choices program. When I saw it in Tier 5, I was surprised. So I wasn't planning on asking how come we didn't support that one. And what you're saying is the staff thought it was going to be supported by a different, by the DSC fund,
the
Developmental Services Board.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. That is correct. Yeah. And several board members have commented to me about that. And so that is why the motion is being made. Yeah.
I finally understood, or at least accepted, the money switch, which wasn't actually changing the big picture. It's the same dollars, just different allocation.
Yep.
In this one, there's no similar switch. Where if we make these recommendations based in part on the money available, where does this $55,000 come from?
$35,000.
It's reduced from developmental DSC, Family Development Center.
So, Peter, this isn't new money that we're talking about. We already had it somewhere, and we're just going to...
Oh, it's close.
We're just reconfiguring what we have.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's vote.
There's no... It's budget neutral for us.
Yeah. So
yeah.
In that case, let's vote.
Let's vote quickly.
Okay.
And let's vote quickly.
All right.
And Ernie's...
Stephanie, may we have a roll call vote? Are you ready?
If I might, one moment. I noted about this at the time. I think Mark clarified it for me. Rather than the $529,852 that's listed here, Ernie's motion is to approve $500,000 even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
And then that, in conjunction with the 55, will take care of whatever else will work.
Yeah.
35.
Yeah.
That's right.
I would like to have you for my banker.
Yeah.
Okay, ready to vote? Stephanie, please.
Ilan Danovy.
Yes.
Bill Gleason.
Yes.
Ernie Gullerud?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we're done with Tier 4. Tier 5.
Are we done? Are we really done with
it? Yes.
Okay. Now, Mike, you...
I made the motion to approve the Tier 5 as presently constituted, which now means at this moment, not at the moment I make the motion.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And I think I have a second. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there any discussion?
What was the motion?
Tier 5.
To approve not funding these programs.
All of them.
Yeah. Say deny, okay. Whatever I may have said.
Okay.
You did say deny.
Okay.
So I'd like to I don't know how to do this, but I would like to have a discussion of one of these programs before I vote to deny the whole group.
Go right ahead.
Is that
legitimate? Yes, of course.
Please speak, yes.
Okay. So I just have a question about it because, again, it seemed like a program that was... It's the Promise Healthcare Wellness Campaign that was focused on physical and mental health, which I love the combination. It seemed like a really great idea, and I'm just want to hear what the rationale is for not approving it.
Well, we really like that application. It fits our priorities. It's a new program that they were proposing, and they were also willing to work with us on how that would fit with the criminal justice mental health interface. Unfortunately, we just don't have enough money to fund this new program at this time. I mean, if the board wants to fund that contract, you got to take it from somewhere else. I mean, it's basically where we are. I tried to determine if we had any kind of flexibility at all, and we are right at the bone at this point.
I have other questions that would, but there would be a diversion from our immediate task. So
let's stay on.
Thank
task.
You for the clarification. Yeah. It wasn't a substantive. It has to do with our own limited funding.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I wish we could fund all of the ones that are on this list. I mean, basically, and as I said, the fact that we had to focus so much on the jail and the mental health interface issue. Really reduced our flexibility this year.
Yeah. Okay, I'd like to have a discussion about that issue, but not as a part of this conversation because it's not appropriate now. It would be a diversion.
Maybe next month or something. Okay, good. Let's try to remember that we want to do that. Any other discussion? Roll call, please, Stephanie.
Can you help me with who seconded this motion?
Ilan.
Ilan, okay, thank you. Bill Gleason?
Yes.
Ernie Gullerud?
Yes.
Mike McClellan?
Yes.
Tom Moore?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Deborah Townsend?
Yes.
Ilan Danovy?
Yes.
Thank you, Stephanie. Now, I invite a motion to authorize the executive director to conduct and complete contract negotiations as specified in this memorandum. Thank you, Bill. Is there a second? Tom seconds. Any discussion or questions? Ready to vote? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The motion is approved. And finally, another motion, please, to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximum reductions as described in the special notification concerning FY14 awards section of the memorandum, this memorandum. It's on page 8 in our booklet. Will somebody please, Tom, thank you, and is there a second? Okay, is there discussion, questions, issues? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, the same? Or the nay? Okay, it is approved. Thank you. Well, all right, we have finished this process. We have acquitted ourselves reasonably well. We've done the business anyway, difficult though it was. There is old business. The criminal justice and mental health resolution. If you turn to that, if I can find it, where is it? Thank you.
Second to last page.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd invite a motion to approve the attached board resolution as presented. Can you see the resolution? Do we need to read it? I don't think so. We all have it. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason to read the resolution? Okay, thank you. May I have a motion to approve?
I'd make the motion.
Thank you. Is there a second? Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. It is approved. Thank you very much for your work on it, Peter. Now, finally, we have a disability resource expo. You have information about that in your packet. Just anything you want to raise, any questions? Okay. They're really moving along.
That's just an information item.
Yes.
And it's October. It'll be October 12th, 2013.
Yes.
Yes. You're going to be in China?
I hope so. And it'll be the location is?
New location. I don't know exactly where it is, so I don't know how to describe it.
Is it north or south? South Country Fair, just north of.
It's a much larger place.
But it has no address, right?
I think it probably does have an address, but is it not on there?
Is it?
I'm just glad to see a woman.
Maybe it's on one of these handouts. I don't see it. Any board announcements? I'll find it for you.
So we'll need to get that.
We'll put it in the minutes.
In the minutes for next time.
Yes. Will you put the address in the minutes, please? Thank you. Any board announcements? Let's adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh.
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you very much. It was not easy, and we did it. Why can't we already have the minutes for next time? Oh.
Would you like to take them?
Of course, Stephanie. She's going to have to.
This is definitely one that needs to be recorded. Thank you. I didn't